talk about this song. Amy, did you write this song?
I did.
It was inspired by the activism that followed the Parkland shooting?
Yeah, it was. It was inspired by that one town hall meeting that kind of happened. Politicians went and the parents went, and some kids went. And like at first, that kind of meeting can feel like going through the motions and like, is anything ever going to change? But the kids, the youth kind of movement that grew out of that, which I think is akin to Black Lives Matter and akin to what's happening now and climate change movements, was just so energized that I was like, you know, I saw what they were doing and I just felt like we've really screwed up, you know, the adults in right now, and we need to like make it up to these kids.
Emily, do you two ever disagree over the message, the political part of it?
No, we're pretty simpatico. The benefits that we choose to play and the causes that we choose to become educated and involved with are things that we both put our hearts and souls and minds into.
I was just going to say, as far as activism, one of the things that we do is that we hash things out sometimes. Like we might feel at first slightly different about something, like whether to endorse a political candidate or not endorse candidates at all, or whether to post a picture from a Black Lives Matter rally or not, you know, because it might seem white performative, or just those kind of things where we're struggling with it within ourselves as well. It seriously helps us figure out if we're going the right direction, because we take very seriously, like the idea of like being, you know, kind of being white people and trying to work in all these different social justice movements.
So I guess I'm wondering about that too, because I know your heart is in the right place, but do you ever worry, oh, we're two white ladies taking on this, you know, particular cause that's not our cause?
We're extremely cognizant of that. For instance, when we started Honor the Earth with Winona LaDuke, and there were other Indigenous organizations involved in that, we weren't members of the board at that time. We were just there to learn, and we were there to be a liaison between Indian communities and non-Indian communities, and to play benefit concerts, raise money and awareness and that sort of thing. So just like one of the tools that Honor the Earth had, we were one part of that. So we weren't going in saying, oh yes, we understand this and we have a voice in this for change. Now, as the years have gone on, we do have a place on the Honor the Earth board, but neither one of us wanted to take it. And still, we always defer to the voices, the people who are living through the issues in their communities. What's going on now with Black Lives Matter and Black justice movements in this country is that we are extremely humbled and honored to learn from Black activist leaders. There is no way we are going to be spokespeople for Black justice in this country. We are going to take the lead from our educators, our Black activist leaders. And, you know, we just want to be, even if the word shifts at this point, I'm going to use the word ally. You can guide us, but we're also going to figure out what we have to do as white people amongst ourselves to stop this terrible racism and violence that's been happening for 400 years now.
How much does living and growing up in Georgia, how much of that is affecting how you view the world? And now, of course, Georgia's in the news for a lot of reasons, and not necessarily good ones. How much of it does being in that environment, in that mix, influence how you see the world?
Well, I think for me, many things become crystallized living in Georgia, which is that out of a mess comes a bright future from communities and leaders like Stacey Abrams. And my congressman is John Lewis. You know, we had President Carter one time, and we have all these wonderful leaders and activists who see the problems inherent in Georgia. I feel like obviously the problems of racism coming from the South, where slavery started, why the South fought the Civil War to protect their economic way of life, which was all about slavery. So just horrific past. But then the birth of the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King Jr., and all the figures that came out of the South, and many who came out of Georgia. So it's a real, real mix of a sadness and awareness and pride and fortitude.
Well, speaking of, let's hear a song from your new album, which is about your formative years, I believe, in Georgia, Emily. It's called Country Radio, and here's a little bit of it.